It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're well into WPR's first week of reorganized statewide networks and new programming schedules. This network is called WPR News. Our music network is called WPR Music. For full schedules and signals, head over to WPR.org/new.
You can also listen to WPR News or WPR Music online anytime at WPR.org. Stay with us on Wisconsin Today.
Tuesday marked the very first run of the Amtrak Borealis route. It stretches across Wisconsin from Chicago to the Twin Cities.
The Borealis will run daily, adding to the service already offered by Amtrak's Empire Builder, which runs from Chicago to Washington State.
Lisa Stern worked on the route as the Chief of Railroads and Harbors at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. She's here to tell us more about the new service and how it might affect transportation in the state. Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Take us on a tour, please. What are the basics of the Borealis route?
Yeah, thanks. So the Borealis route, as you said, will complement the existing Empire Builder. It's going to leave from both Chicago and the Twin Cities, St. Paul, actually, around 11 to 11:30 in the morning, and then arrive at the other destinations around between 6:30 and 7. So it's a very convenient time frame. It'll be running through Wisconsin through the middle of the day, and it will also provide a much more reliable schedule eastbound. I think a lot of people have been using the Empire Builder, and if you have, you know that sometimes that trip from Seattle back to Chicago has significant delays. But with this route, it will be just between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and it will be much more reliable schedule. So that's what we're looking for.
What do you know about demand for this new route? You've built it. Will the passengers come and ride the rails?
Yeah, well, the passengers are already coming. So as you know, this did start on Tuesday, and we have very high levels of trains tickets being sold already. I think this weekend we were looking at 70% of the train already being sold out earlier this week. So there is a demand there. And actually, when we were looking at the service to start with and evaluating the Empire Builder, 60% of the people who got on and off with got on in Wisconsin got off within this route. So there was already a demand. There was a lot of people using the Empire Builder for this regional travel. So the demand is out there. We are seeing great ticket sales already. So the riders seem to be picking up on the service.
I know there were celebratory all aboards in Chicago and St. Paul. Did we have some celebrations in Wisconsin cities that are stops on the route?
Yes, we did. We had our big celebration in La Crosse, where our governor and Department of Transportation and Tourism both were there to celebrate. I personally participated in the Columbus celebration. Portage had a celebration, Toma, and then Milwaukee as well. So we had a lot of communities here in the state were extremely excited to see the service get started, and they showed their support on Tuesday. So it was great.
The Borealis, I understand, was years in the making, Lisa. What does it take to make something like this happen?
Yes. Yeah, it has been years in the making. It takes a lot of partnership and a lot of dedication. You know, this is a service that spans three states. So you're coordinating, you know, through the rules and regulations of three different states. You've got Amtrak, and we're running on Canadian Pacific Kansas Southern, or CPKC's tracks. And then we have our funding partners with the Federal Railroad Administration. So there's a lot of things to coordinate and a lot of agreements at the stations and other things, the communities along the way. So all that coordination takes time, but we had a great dedicated team with all our partners, and we were able to make it happen this Tuesday. It was very exciting. It was a great accomplishment.
Maybe I'm a big nerd, Lisa, but I wonder about the logistics here. These tracks, obviously the Empire Builder runs, I believe, on the same track. Freight rail may run on the same track. How much of a burden is it to say, okay, yeah, we're going to have a new passenger line running each way once per day on those tracks?
Yeah, that's a great question, because that actually is a lot of what the evaluation and negotiations with the host railroad, as we call CPKC, they technically own the tracks. So their main business, order of business, is running freight trains. So we have to work with them to look at what can we do for passenger trains that will not, you know, impact their freight operations negatively. We have a great partner with CPKC, and we're currently building additional infrastructure in La Crosse and Winona, the Winona area in Minnesota, to accommodate the future growth here. But the CPKC realized that they could allow this train to get started, you know, with the current situation. So that is something we have to look at, and we call it RTC modeling or rail train modeling. So we look at the freight trains, the passenger trains, and they all kind of evaluated to make sure that they can all fit on the rails. Lisa, so that is a big part of the evaluation.
Lisa Stern is with us, Chief of Railroads and Harbors at Wisconsin's Department of Transportation, talking about the Borealis, a new Amtrak route just kicked off this week. It runs across Wisconsin from Chicago to the Twin Cities. Lisa, how does taking the Borealis across Wisconsin compare to driving when it comes to things like price, efficiency, and environmental impact?
Yeah, so so the price to ride the Borealis will be kind of what we call revenue management. So the cost will depend on how early you book your ticket and how busy the train is. So on holiday weekends, it will tend to the price will tend to grow higher. You know, this opening week, we were selling tickets between Chicago and the Twin Cities. It's starting at $41. The price will, like I said, can increase to over 100, depending on if there's not very many seats left on the holiday weekend. So that's for the full route. And then it'll vary if you're getting on in Portage and going to La Crosse, it'll be a smaller amount. And again, it will also vary. The full train distance takes from Chicago to the Twin Cities will take about 7.5 hours, which is about an hour longer than driving with no stops. But of course, you know, you can get up on the train. We'll have a cafe car. We do have a cafe car there. The cafe car also, we've made a big effort working with Amtrak and Minnesota and Illinois to provide some local fare there for people to enjoy. The other thing is, you know, trains are an environmentally friendly option for people to take to use for transportation. Additionally, it's great for business travel. If you're going there for business, you can get, you know, emails done, get reading done on the train, or you can just relax and get ready for whatever, you know, you're attending to at your destination.
What do routes like this do for a local economy, for cities along the route?
Yeah, this type of route is especially, you know, it's great. It does connect these large urban areas, but it's especially important for our smaller communities along these routes. This provides economic development opportunities. It's a selling point for those communities to bring business into their areas because it connects them to these large urban areas. Additionally, I think it helps families that live in these areas. You know, maybe their kid goes to college in La Crosse or at the University of Minnesota, and now this is a great way for their, you know, family to use that to get back and forth between school and home. So it also can help tourism in these communities. Of course, one of the stops is the Dells, so that will be a great help for those who don't want to drive on the interstate on those weekends coming back from the Dells or going to the Dells, so they can take the train as well.
There are groups out there calling for new passenger rail connections, including Wisconsin's second and third largest cities, Madison and Green Bay. What would have to happen to expand to cities that don't currently have that train stop?
Yeah, that's a great question. So currently, the Federal Railroad Administration has created this new program. It's called the Corridor ID program. And Wisconsin DOT submitted 4 different projects, and we were awarded all 4. So those projects will look at expanding passenger rail in Wisconsin, and that includes to Madison, that includes to Green Bay, and also an Eau Claire connection. And Eau Claire County actually also submitted their own, so there'll be a study looking at connecting Eau Claire to the Twin Cities as well. And Minnesota, we're also working with Minnesota on their Northern Lights Express, which will connect the Twin Cities up to the Duluth Superior. And so this whole program will look at that exact question. What do we need? Where does it make sense to expand passenger rail? What do we need to do if we decide that that's the way we want to move forward? So we're just in the very beginning. We just signed the grant agreements actually this week for those. So we're just getting started.
For people who don't live in towns on the Borealis route right now, what kind of connection options are out there? Buses, shuttles, park and ride, what have you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So currently, Wisconsin DOT supports a bus connection to the Green Bay area, to the Hiawatha. So that's one option that's been very popular and successful, even though I think one of the buses leaves at 4:30 a.m. from Green Bay, but it still gets a lot of use. There's also some private bus connections between Madison and Columbus. And one of the issues has been in the past, just because of the unreliability of the eastbound Empire Builder, that the bus connection doesn't always connect up. But that problem should be solved with this new Borealis. We'll be able to provide better bus connections. And then we're working on adding a bus connection between Eau Claire and Toma. So that is something that will be coming in the works in the hopefully near future.
Lisa, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Lisa Stern, Chief of Railroads and Harbors at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. We talked to her about the Borealis, a new Amtrak route that runs across Wisconsin from Chicago to the Twin Cities. Are you planning to ride the Borealis? Have you already been on it this week? Let us know. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Send pictures.
You're listening to Wisconsin Today, and when you're looking for the top news from around the state, check out WPR's podcast called Wisconsin Today Morning News.
It's available now. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts, or head over to WPR.org.